How are you? Baruch, how's your mother?
Mama, she's so-so. No? He's my brother, so-so. Same.
What about the other?
Shlomo, actually.
Yeah. He doesn't look at me, looks at you.
My ear. It's cool. I could have to take off the old shoe.
So, what do you want to do?
No, let's have this one.
Oh. If you don't mind to send it tomorrow, can you send it tomorrow tonight?
Yeah.
With your permission. One thing that Purim is known for is people drink a lot. It's a machloket among the chachamim. If it's right to drink or it's wrong to drink. It's amazing. I think there's a problem of alcohol, mainly in America, maybe in Europe as well, a little bit. Some of the chachamim of the rishonim say, not allowed to drink on Purim. Not to drink. And if we start from the beginning, comes one of the chachamim, his name was Rava in the Gemara, and he said a statement like this. A person is obligated. It doesn't say the word to drink. He said this has to bring himself to very, I don't know how to say it, Hayabinish Livsume, should feel high maybe, or to something like perfume himself with wine. And his statement is, you should drink until that the person does not know between Baruch Haman Aruch Mordechai. It means that he should be so confused that he doesn't know who is Haman, who is Mordechai. This is the root of the halacha. So that the Gemara comes with that you have to drink on Purim. Of course, we do know we have the same halacha as obligation of Chachamim to drink on Pesach. That's something on Pesach. This is the halacha that every person must have wine for Leila Seder. And if he doesn't have wine, people have to give him wine. If nobody gives him, he has to go and rent himself out, sell his clothing, rent out his clothing in order to get enough to drink Arba Kosot. It sounds something very similar. The same thing on Purim. And here comes this Chacham Rava and said it's obligation. That's the first statement in the Gemara. The following statement in the Gemara right after that. This Rava was one of the biggest that we had in Iraq, in Babel. And on Purim, he invited the chief. His name was Rav Zera. To have a drink with him. While they were drinking, Rava took a knife and slaughtered the Chacham Rav Zera. Chacham Rav Zera says the Gemara died. And the Chachamim, the Ari, the Rami Vilna, they all say that every Amora, every Tana, that his name is mentioned in the Gemara, had the power to revive dead ones. Says the Gemara story, that after Rava slaughtered, he didn't kill him. He just slaughtered him like he slaughtered an animal or chicken. After he slaughtered him, he prayed for him and he revived himself and he got up. Continues the Gemara and says, the following year was the same story. This Rava invited the chief Rav Zera to come have with him a drink for Purim. And Rav Zera said, well, I remember what happened last year. You killed me, you slaughtered me, and you revived me. I'm not sure if you can do it again, you'll be able to revive me. I'm not coming to the party. Okay. Rashi wrote this in the Gemara. That's not a story. Gemara is a message. Especially, says the Gemara of Vilna, all the secrets are in those little stories that Rabashi wrote in the Gemara. And the question is, what's the purpose of this story that one slaughtered the other, and what is really the discussion between them? And he invites him again. How could he take a chance, this rabbi, this chacham? If you remember that last year, the year before, he slaughtered somebody, the chief. So he said, okay, let's have a drink again. But it's going to happen again. Let halacha about drinking, is a big machloket among the chachamim, Shulchan Aruch, Rambam, to drink, not to drink. Some chachamim said not to drink, some chachamim said to drink. How much to drink? The truth of the matter is, when you read the Megillah, you see the whole Megillah is about the wine. In chapter 1, that Achashverosh made a party. The description of the party is V'yen Malchut Rav Kiyad HaMelech V'ashtiya Chadat Enunis. It says they gave wine to everybody. And the Gemara says each person he got wine, the next cup of wine with a new glasses with gold, glasses from gold and silver. You don't see any food in the party. Chaim said, of course, was food, but again, in the text, in the Megillah, the whole thing is wine. Then the Megillah continues, and it's a little bit strange. So, Bayom HaShvi'i Ketov Lev HaMelech Bayayin. In the seventh day, the party took place in Shushan and went for 187 days. On the day number 187, the Megillah says Achashverosh got a little bit high. Comes the Gemara and says that day was Shabbat. Says the Gemara, you see what happened? Shabbat, the Jewish people make Kiddush. And look what happened to Achashverosh. On the seventh day, he ordered his wife to come, not dressed properly, to the party. And of course, the end of the party was with tragedy. They took Vashti and they killed her. But comes the text, the Megillah tells us that you should know this, the wine played the whole role over here. So the first chapter in the Megillah, the introduction of Achashverosh and his wife, was via a party. Again, that chapter is really not necessary, because it's not important what happened in the first chapter. The punchline is going to be that Esther is going to be the queen, if that's how the Megillah wants to start to tell us. Again, it's also not so important. The second chapter also is not so important. The main thing the Gemara says is chapter 3, so maybe we need the end of chapter 2 to tell us that Mordechai saved Achashverosh from the poison that Bigtan Vatereshe wanted to put in his drink. But definitely the first chapter is not important. There's a party, description of the party. Achashverosh gets high and he drinks it. And he drinks and drinks. And the number 187 was Shabbat. And then but he was high and drunk. It's not really necessary for the story. Nevertheless, Megillah was written by Ruach HaKodesh, and that's how the Megillah started. You should know it was a party, and again, the only things being mentioned in Megillah is wine. Then the Megillah continues, and Haman comes to Achashverosh later, and they ask him permission to Chas Shalom to kill all the Jewish people, and the Megillah says, V'amelech v'aman yashvu lishtot. As Achashverosh and Haman, they sit down together, they're going to drink. Again, drinking sounds like it's a club, a pub. Sounds like in England. Every 5 minutes, somebody goes to have a drink. I say, this is not, Megillah was written for Ruach HaKodesh, it's not important that Achashverosh and Haman are drinking. Of course, the Gemara will tell us, you know, that they don't care about anything. But still, the Megillah is going to tell us a story. And the Megillah tells us, you know, the Gezerah of Haman and Achashverosh is coming on the surface while Achashverosh and Haman are drinking. And the Megillah continues that Mordechai found out about the Gezerah and the Jewish people are fasting and all crying. And then Mordechai begs Esther and commands Esther to go to Achashverosh and to ask him for having mercy on Am Yisrael. Says the Megillah, Esther goes to Achashverosh without permission, and Achashverosh asked him, what would you like me to do for you? So Esther said, well, I'm making a party, and of course the party is wine in the Megillah. Again, there's no mention about any food, just about drinking wine. And I would like your honor, Mr. Achashverosh and Haman, to come to the wine party that I'm making. Again, you don't need a wine party. They can go have pizza. I mean, maybe it's not respectful for the queen, but again, it's something about the wine that we read here. So in the first party, Achashverosh asked Esther, what can I do for you? Esther said, you want to know something, Honor? How about tomorrow night another wine party? Very strange. What does she have in mind when she wants to have a wine party? Again, if she wants to have a party, the Gemara says a few reasons why she invited Haman and Achashverosh to the party. What's behind it? But the question is not the party. The question is what is the purpose that she wants to drink. And let me emphasize it. The Megillah will emphasize the whole party is drinking. The whole party is drinking. The Megillah will emphasize they come to drink with Esther. And then, of course, in the second party of the wine, Esther speaks to Achashverosh. And then Achashverosh is furious, and they hang Haman. That's the end of Haman. And then, a few weeks later, they cancel the Gezer altogether, and comes Mordechai and Esther and Chachmei Israel with the wisdom, and they said Purim is very important. Yemei Mishte v'Simcha. The word Mishte, the Hebrew language, comes from the word Lishtot, to drink. And it doesn't say in the Megillah that we have today, we have to do Seudat Purim. But of course, what it means is drink and eat, and comes the Rambam in his commentary and tells us you should know there's a big mitzvah on Purim. Very strange that Chachamim came and said you have to have a meal. And says the Rambam, the meal contains meat and should contain wine, and the person should drink a lot. He should feel that he's like drunk, and then he should fall asleep while he is drunk. It's the language of the Rambam. And again, the Rambam probably learned it from the Gemara, learned it from the Megillah. And this is what the Gemara said. It's Achan Shulchan Aruch. Listen, it's a special mitzvah on Purim to drink wine. It's a very strange mitzvah. Very strange. Not only so strange that the Gemara says in a few places that wine is a very bad item, the person should stay away from it. The Gemara says that wine brought this world to a ditch. Chava Emenu, according to one opinion, she squeezed grapes, made wine, and gave Adam HaRishon to drink wine. And the Gemara says it's not a good idea. This alcoholic is not something good to be. Nevertheless, here comes the Gemara with the statement that Rava said it's a mitzvah, it's an obligation. Chayav Adam Lipsumi. You have to drink, and you see the whole Megillah is about drinking, and here Mordechai and Esther, and then the Megillah, that's what they say. And it says we invent a new chag, it's called Purim, and the mitzvah of Purim is to have Mishte, even though the Megillah doesn't say the word Seuda, it says Mishte. Mishte means the emphasis of Purim is wine. Okay? Chachamim said it's only wine, and not any other alcoholic beverages. No. But no. You want me to be happy? This is with a small thing of Shiva Swigel or wild turkey. Scotch. I get tequila. You know, today, Baruch Hashem, have tequila. This is in 5 minutes. The man is out of control. I need wine. I have to finish a bottle and a half till I get high. You know, 2 little zip of tequila, I'm already don't know what's going on with myself. And that's exactly what the Gemara says. The Gemara says you should come. This is on the surface. If you read the Gemara, that's what the Gemara says. Chayav Adam, Chayav Nish Divisumi, a person is obligated to perfume himself or to drink, means wine, Ad Lo Yada, until he will not know between Baruch Haman and Mordechai. He doesn't know the difference. Who is Haman and who is Mordechai? And this is the obligation, and that's again based on the Megillah and based on Chachamim. This is the mitzvah. Of course, you can ask doctors, tell you, I don't know if it's going to go here in Engelbud or Tinex, but in Mansi, Chilul Hashem, being boys have drunk to the hospital the whole Purim, the night of Purim, during the day, people get drunk. Usually, of course, they don't get drunk from wine, usually they get drunk from all these alcoholic beverages. And again, if the obligation is to get high, or whatever it's called, to be happy, or whatever it means, so why wine? Don't wine. Probably they had all this vodka and all these beverages in Iran as well. Nevertheless, the Megillah emphasized the party was with wine, and the obligation is only wine. It says all the other beverages is not an obligation. I don't know if it is permitted even. But the Chachamim, you know, said, okay, this is the mitzvah of Purim. Get high. Kam Shulchan Aruch, he says, listen, if somebody got high on Purim, and Chas Shalom, he went to somebody's house, and he damaged something. You know, he took an antique piece and he broke it. So during the year, there's no excuse. Adam Mu'ad Lo'olam Ben Shogeg Ben Mezid Ben Onos Ben Ratzon. This is no excuse. A person, the Gemara says, even if he went to sleep, and while he was sleeping, he moved his feet, and he was in somebody's house, and he kicked a piece, an antique piece, it was worth $30 million, and the piece fell on the floor and broke, he owes them the money. There's no excuse, the Gemara says. A person always obligated, you have to watch yourself. No such thing by mistake. No such thing by mistake, I hate him. By mistake, I damage. No such thing by mistake. A person has no excuse. The Gemara says, Adam wa adlo olam. A person is always obligated to pay. Chachamim says, Shulchan Aruch says, well, on Purim is different. If somebody got high, and he got high, and he went to somebody's house, and he broke something. So on Purim, he's not obligated. So you're obligated, who asked you to get drunk? Well, it says in the Gemara, it says in Shulchan Aruch, it says in the Poskim, you know, the Rambam says, Ad shishtaker, the Rambam says, you have to drink until you get drunk. So listen, it's obligation to get drunk. So I went to somebody's house, I was drunk, and I jumped on the couch, and he vomited on a Persian rug, and now that you know that nobody wants the rug, stain. It's very strange, very, very strange halacha. Wine in the Torah, of course, the first time we find the story about drinking is by Noah. Noah is the only person in the world ever that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him in his face, you tzadik. Ki otcha ra'iti tzadik lefanai bador hazeh. Can you imagine Hashem comes to a person, he tells him, no, you tzadik. The description about Noach in the Torah, the tzaddik tamim, not only tzaddik, he is a complete person. But when Hashem talks to him, Hashem does not use all the credit that he gives him in the Torah, in the text. But while he's talking to him, he tells him, you tzaddik. He said, listen, what I want you to go and make yourself a Noach. You're the only one. Tzaddik lefanai bador hazeh, I'm going to save you. Comes the Gemara and says, Noach went into the Teva. He brought himself a branch of a grape from a vineyard. And while he was busy in the Teva 365 days, he comes outside the Teva. He goes, he planted. He wants to have wine. Sounds like he's alcoholic. It doesn't make sense that the person that is alcoholic, Hashem said, you tzaddik. Maybe he's not Rashai yet, but you don't get a compliment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem loves you and the Torah would not write on a person like this. This tzaddik tamim. There's no other person that Tanakh, that Hashem calls him tzaddik directly. Or when Tanakh describes somebody tzaddik, it's only Yosef. Yosef is called Yosef HaTzaddik in the Tanakh. And Noach, nobody else. And then comes the Torah and tells us, you know, Noach planted this branch of a vineyard, and he had wine, and he got drunk, and then he doesn't know what he's doing, and that was the end of Noach. There's nobody, we erased from the history. It's very, very strange. Very strange. So again, the Torah, of course, is not talking, Torah Temet is not a story. It's already to know this. What Hashem wrote us this? That what? That you're not allowed to drink wine. Everybody knows it. To tell us, the Shulchan Aruch, about Noach, Did this mean the tzaddik all of a sudden he became alcoholic? Very strange. The second story that we find in the Torah about drinking wine and getting drunk is about Yosef and his brothers. It's Parashat Miketz. The brothers came to Egypt. The brothers came to Egypt and they don't recognize Yosef. That's the second time they bring Binyamin already, and it's Friday night. It's Friday night, so Yosef set the table and he gives them wine. I don't know if he told them it's Kiddush, but he poured wine in their glasses and they drink wine. Comes the Gemara and says, let me tell you. The brothers, after they sold Yosef, they regretted that act. And they made an idea, they're not going to drink wine until they find Yosef. So here they are drinking wine. So Chachamim said, well, they had to drink wine because it's called Mored B'Malchut, you can't rebel. They said, the king, he pours wine into the cup, you can't say, I made an idea. When you made an idea, it means this is your last two words in your life. So they had to drink. But then the Torah tells us that he drank as well with them. Just the Gemara, well, he also made a neder. He also made a promise not to have wine until he'll be out of jail and I'll be able to connect himself back to reunion with his family. The Torah tells the stories. You know, they sat down with him, they're having wine. The Torah says not only they're having wine, they got drunk. So Friday night, they got drunk. He says again, this is what you have to tell me this. What is the accomplishment? Nothing happened. Well, Noach, at least you know, Noach got drunk, he didn't behave, and Ham came, and this, something happened. I mean, if you think it's necessary to know the story. But here the Torah tells you just a story. The brothers came to Egypt, and they brought Binyamin, and Yosef invited them for Friday night dinner. At the end of the Friday night dinner, they're all drunk. I don't know if they were carried to bed, but what's the purpose of the Torah tells you that? Comes the Gemara, and Masechet Yoma tells us a big secret about the wine. Says the Gemara, the same guy that tells us it's a mitzvah on Purim to drink wine, the same guy, Rava, he says, I want to tell you why I became so smart. And he was like the chief, his chief assistant. Rav Zera was the chief. He was the chief in Iraq, in Babel. He said, the reason I became so smart is because I drank wine and I smelled besamim. That was a statement in the yeshiva in Iraq. This is the power of a wine, you should know. And then comes the Gemara with the second statement and says you should know the numerical value of the word wine is 70. So, if somebody drinks wine, he can get to know and understand the knowledge of 70 Chachamim. Of course, we know in the Sanhedrin was 71 people, but in Egypt it says the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, go take the old, the elderly in the desert. The Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, go take 70 elderly Chachamim. Says the Gemara, you know, that's a very powerful thing, wine. When you drink wine, not only that you become smart, this is the power of the wine, also Hashem will grant you with knowledge of 70 people. What does it mean? Says the Gemara. It means, of course, wine, the numerical value of the world wine is 70. So, of course, you have 70 people, whatever it means. And then the Gemara said, you know, the word sod, secret in Hebrew also, Samer Vav Dalet, is the numerical value of 70. It says, that's what you get. You get to know the secrets. Come Chachamim and tell us the following. You should know, in the Tanakh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu compared the Torah to five things. The first thing, we find in the Torah is being compared to water. Then, the Torah compared to milk, to oil, to honey and wine. All together in the Tanakh, you find the Torah being compared to five things. What are those five things? Says the Gemara, you should know. Oil is also olive oil we're talking about. It's a segula for chokhmah, for wisdom. You put on your head oil, used to put the pour on the Kohen Agadol, on the kings, used to pour oil on the head, is for the chokhmah to penetrate inside. Olive oil, says the Gemara, it gives the chokhmah. The Torah, says the Gemara, has four avenues. It's the word pardes, abbreviation. The pay is pshat. Just simple, you take a Gemara, you learn daf yomi, perfect, you know it. Bezat Hashem, see you mashas, August 1st, you finish shas, you go to Israel food, Baruch Hashem, you see 100,000 people, came, they finish the shas. Says the Gemara, that's you get to understand just the text. If you have olive oil in your food, if you put olive oil on your head, it says the brain will open up and you understand the Torah. You understand the Gemara, you understand the Torah. But you should know the Torah and the Gemara, besides the avenue of what we call Pshat simple, has other avenues. One and second avenue is called Remez, a hint. It means when you read the text, sometimes you can see in the text that Ashkadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah, Rabbi Nasi in the Mishnah, Rabashi in the Gemara, they hid certain things in the world. Inside the word, inside the sentence, that you know you can figure it out. For example, the text of the Torah that we read, we all do know there are the things called codes. The codes of the Torah. Everybody's name is in the Torah. All what's going to happen, who is going to be the next president, hopefully, also in the Torah. This is everything in hints, it's called remez. It's the second letter from the word pardes. This, to get to that point, milk does it. Dairy does it. That's what the Torah compared to milk as well. It means you have to understand Eretz Zabat Chalav Udvash, when the Torah says Eretz Israel has full of honey and milk, you're wondering. I once heard from one of the Chachamim, it's true. It's Eretz Chalav Udvash. There's a lot of honey and milk, but the cows in America. And says, the Torah tells you, Hashem tells Moshe, you know, this is a very good land, has a lot of milk and honey. Listen, if we would have oil, it would be much better. I said, what is the significance of oil, of honey and milk? What's so good? Milk, they say it's not healthy today. Honey? I don't know if honey is healthy. But nevertheless, the Torah repeats that 50 times in the Torah it says Eretz Zabat Chalav Udvash. 50 times. He said, what's the secret of it? The secret is that really via honey and via milk, you'll be able to understand the depth of the Torah. The milk, which actually it is. It's not just a phrase, that actually milk has a power. Of course, you have to have a healthy cow. It's what we call in America organic, that the cow should not eat what they give them to eat today. When you give them to eat today, that milk is only poison. But if the cow eats grass, and you don't give the cow hormones, and the cow says Shema Israel, then if the cow is good, then the milk and the dairy product will give you energy in your brain to understand so-called hints. And that doesn't mean only hints in the Torah. It means you understand hints in lifetime. It means you get a hint from HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes. Hashem gives a person a hint, and if he understands the hint, he understood what Hashem told him. And the next one, of course, is honey. This is drash, what we call darash. And that's really what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu 50 times right in the Torah, Eretz Zabat Chalav Udvash, that you have a lot of honey and milk in Eretz Israel. That's what it means. It's not because Baruch Hashem, we're going to have a lot of honey and milk. This is because you can have a lot of good honey and good milk. In order for you to understand the secrets of the Torah, the remez, not the secrets, the remes, the hint, and the drash. This is the word pardes, pays, pshat, simple understand the Torah and the Gemara. The second one is reish, is remes, and then daled is drash, this is the drash. The last letter is samech, sod, sod. The secrets. This is the Zohar, this is the Kabbalah, this is the secret of creation, the secret of life, all the secrets. The sword is the wine. And this is why the Gemara says the Torah is being mentioned in the Torah, in the Gemara, hinted, compared to water. Says the Gemara, water, says the Gemara, water always come down. So don't go up, don't climb. So a person to have humbleness. Before you start learning, before you start your journey in this world, you have to know nose down. Chachamim tell us, the Gemara says, somebody has in his dream, any animal is a good for a dream. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what animal did to the person, unless something very strange. So the Gemara, besides two creatures, that if a person sees in a dream, it's not a good dream. One is a monkey, and one is an elephant. Not only that, comes the Gemara and says, you know, when you go to a zoo, when you see the monkey, when you see the elephant, you have to say bracha. Baruch ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Meshaneh Habriyot. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you changed creatures. Say Chachamim, you should know those two creatures, especially, all the creatures are as well. But those two creatures, the monkeys and the elephants, this is a direct creature that was a person before. A real person became an elephant. I don't know if you know the stories about elephants. They're one of the smartest. One of the smartest. They understand. People talk about them. The stories about them. I saw a picture. The five elephants held a crayon with a trunk. And with a harmony, all five of them drew a picture. I saw the picture. It was a newspaper. Very smart, very smart. There used to be people we would call nose up, with a lot of pride. And since that's how they became an animal, with such a big nose, it was a punishment for the pride. Today you have to go with nose down, like United Airlines in the airport. You go with the nose down. And it says, Hashem tells us, before we go to study Torah, the first thing, you have to be humble down to earth. Down to earth, otherwise you become an elephant. Says the Gemara, the Torah is being compared to water. Water go down. This is step one. Step number two is olive oil. It gives you the chokhmah, pshat, to understand the text. But again, the Gemara says, chokhmah, wisdom, is not just for the Gemara. It's just, you know, for every secular thing that you want to understand something, just to understand on the surface, olive oil, that's the answer. Today they give pills, the ADD, says, no, olive oil is the answer. If they would make pills from olive oil, it would be cheaper and much healthier. No side effects. The Gemara says, really, olive oil, we should have said a bracha, special bracha like we see on wine. Because olive oil really gives a person wisdom. And then comes the Gemara and says, well, in the Tanakh you'll find other items being, the Torah being compared to. It says, is milk, honey, and wine. But you should know wine resembles the secret, the sod. All the secrets that you want to understand, not only in Gemara, creation, and other things, wine is the tool. That's why Hashem made wine. That's why Hashem, Chachamim tell us, that in the wine, after you squeeze the grape, you say, Boreh Pri HaGefen, he says, because the wine does it. The wine opens the mind of a person, and reveals him the secrets, all the secrets. It's not just in the Gemara. If you want to know secrets, wine is the key. And that's really what the Gemara says. The wine, yain, numerical value is 70, and sod, a secret. Samer Vavdalet, numerical value is 70. Says the Gemara, Nichnas Yain Yatzasod. People think it means like this: the person he drinks wine, then he will reveal secrets. No, it means then you understand the secrets. But wine is a very, very special tool that you have to use it in a certain way and up to a certain amount of wine. After a certain amount, it becomes bad for you. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu, according to one of the Chachamim in the Gemara, that Kadosh Baruch Hu told Adam HaRishon that Etz Hadat, he says, don't eat from that. He says, this was a grape tree, a vineyard, and Chava Imenu took some grapes and squeezed it with a hand and gave Adam HaRishon to drink from it. And it's so called, that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, it's called Etz Hadat Tovara. It's good and bad for you. It depends, you know. You have to be very careful. Look what happened. Person got drunk. He says, what happened? A minute ago it was 100%. All of a sudden, he's drunk. Comes the Rambam and says, I want to explain to you the halacha. Shikor patur mitfila. A drunk person doesn't have to pray to Hashem. Says the Rambam, you know why? Because you have to feel it. You stand in front of the king, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're drunk, patur. Not a sin. You can't pray, like you're sick. When someone is sick, he doesn't have to pray. Chazanish used to eat without a hat. Chazanish used to eat without a bracha. He says he had a tremendous headache. He couldn't say Baruch Atah Hashem when he ate. He says, no, I can't. He says, Baruch Atah Hashem is not just, you know, to say it. You have to have a kavanah. You say Baruch Atah Hashem. You feel that you're standing in front of Hashem. He says, Atah. Like you're standing in front of somebody. Lavdil. He says, Baruch Atah Hashem. You know what you're saying. You know who you're talking to. He says, oh, you're drunk. You're drunk, you don't have to do us anything. You have a tremendous headache, you're sick. You don't have to. Something is bothering you. You don't pray. You don't say, no, I'm under pressure. Chachamim, in time of the Gemara, used to come from a business trip. The Gemara says, 3 days. 3 days I didn't pray. 3 days. This is until I came back, and I counted my money, and everything is settled, and I greeted my wife and my children. Now I feel good. I can say, Tudat Shmonei Sotu Hashem. You're under pressure. Says the Rambam, Akiva Tefila. It says, you don't have to pray. Don't feel bad. It's worse to say the Tefila, to say Bracha, that you don't feel anything, and you're just saying it in front of Hashem. This is embarrassing a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's Halacha in the Rambam. I says, a drunk person, says the Rambam, you know, you don't have to pray. Because you have to feel that you stand in front of the king. That's the Rambam says, Akiva Tefila. This is the way you dress. If your hands are not clean, and you don't know, and you don't feel you're standing in front of Hashem, the tefillah is worthless. Me'akevet tefillah. If you don't know what you're saying, it doesn't matter. You read the text, you don't know what you're saying, means nothing. Okay, I don't understand Hebrew. I don't understand the words. But at least I know I'm standing in front of Hashem. It means if my phone rings, I don't put my hand on my phone. If somebody comes to the Knesset, I don't look. I don't do nothing. Because, can you imagine, standing in front of Melech, Malchem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're drunk, it means high. If you're a little bit high, it means, you know, you're not going to go visit an important person when you drank before and you feel a little bit high. You don't do it. That's called shikor. A drunk person doesn't mean that he doesn't know what's going on with him. It means he's high. When you're high, you don't go and speak and have a discussion, and a serious discussion with somebody, an official, or a king. You don't do it. That's called... This is what the wine does. I'm not talking about other beverages. No, just about wine. So wine, there is a certain amount of wine that if you drink it, up to that point, then you know the secrets. It means like this. It means if somebody wants to understand certain things, it says you have a cup of wine. But if you become an alcoholic from it, it means it did a bad thing for you. I mean, you lost it. You lost it. This is really, if we start... from the Torah, from the first time that we found wine actually in the Torah, is by Noah, even though it was Adam HaRishon as well, but it's not in the text. In the text it says, Noah got drunk. Noah brought into the Teva a branch of a vineyard. He wants to have wine. So you don't know, you want to have wine. Noah is Tzadik Tamim, the holiest of the holiest. The whole world comes from Noah. You think that's what he has in mind? Akadim Chu tells him, listen, the whole world is going down. You're going to be in the Teva by yourself with your three children. You think he comes and he brings to the Teva Carmel bottle? This is the Gemara says you should know this is not a holy man. This is the Gemara when the population suffer. If a person does not suffer with the population, he said, I'm going to have a good time by myself. Since the Gemara says to angels come and put the hand on the person, he says, Ploni lo ra b'tzarat ha-tzibur lo yireh b'nechamat ha-tzibur. He says, if you don't participate, if you don't feel the agony and the sadness and the suffering of others, you will not be able to enjoy your life later. It is possible that Noah has in mind when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him you're going to end up in the Teva for 1 year and you will be the only survivor of the tsunami. He says, okay, I'm taking some branches. I would like to have some grapes. I'm going to have wine. Says, what's wrong with you, Noah? This, if he would have that in his mind, Hashem would have saved him. Well, the Gemara says, Mikola Bema Torah Tikhal Chashiva Shiva. The Torah says, Noach Lama Torah. Noach learned Torah from Chanuch. Noach knew the Torah. He wanted to know the secrets of the Torah. The secrets of the Torah you get via wine. That's the power of the wine. And therefore, Noach didn't bring branches to the Teva because he wants to have wine for the sake of having wine because he's alcoholic. He wants to have wine because Yain is numerical value 70, Megaleh Sod reveals the secrets of life, reveals the secrets of the world. He has to come outside now and he has to start building the world. This is how he has to know all the secrets, how to build it and what to do and how fast to do it. This is for this, the Torah tells us that this is the story about Noach. Not Chas Shalom to think Noach is Tariq Tamim, he wants to have wine. No, he doesn't want to have wine. He wants to be smart, he wants to understand the secrets of the things. And it says to have this, it says he had the wine, but he had too much. That's what Gemara says. Wine is a very particular, very special item. You have to know exactly when to stop. But if you go over the border, you lost it. Not only didn't gain anything, you became drunk, completely drunk. Probably completely drunk is you lost everything. That's really the story about Yosef and his brothers. When the brothers came to Egypt and they brought Binyamin, Yosef had one thing in mind. He wanted the brother to regret what they did to him. He wanted the brother to stand up and say, we're sorry. He never said it in the lifetime. Never said it. That's why we suffered, the Chachamim said, till today. Because the brother really never asked forgiveness from Yosef. Never. Among the selves, they said, well, we see Hashem punishes us because we did something. But actually to go towards Yosef and say, listen, when Yosef revealed himself, the Gemara says the opposite. When Yosef said, I knew Yosef, they all jumped on him, they wanted to choke him. They were so embarrassed, they wanted to choke him. So Gemara says, Gavriel had to come and push them back. He says, later, Yaakov died. You walk over to Yosef and says, I'm sorry, we sold you. I'm sorry, we did this. Ask him, please, we did teshuva in our heart. Yeah. They said, yeah, we're going to be your slaves. But actually, never regretted it. The Gemara says, Chachamim say, Yosef did not give them any official job in Egypt. He brought them to Paro. He told them, I'm going to tell Paro these shepherds. Chachamim say that Yosef was afraid if he's going to give them an official job, they're going to make a coup against him. They're going to rebel against Yosef. He can try to kill Yosef while he's the king in Egypt. That's how bad it was. Yosef, in his mind, wanted to solve this problem. He said, how am I going to solve it? I'm going to wake them up with wine. I'm going to give it Friday night. Let's really should know the secret of the Kiddush. They say the Kiddush on wine on Friday night is not a custom. Okay, you have wine. It's very good wine from Brazil, from Italy, from France. They say wine has tremendous power. Wine wakes the cells of the brain and teaches the secrets to the person. That's what Hashem said, we should have Kiddush on wine. Chachamim said, we have to drink it. But Hashem said, the Kiddush Friday night must be on wine. Wine. Wine, you can do it in any other beverages. If you don't have it, you do it on the challah, but you can have a beverage. You have to have wine, because the Kaddish Baruch Hu wants you on Shabbat to understand the secret of life, that you can get it on Shabbat. That's how powerful the wine is. And this is why it was Friday night, that Yosef made a party to his brothers, and he gave each one wine. And the Gemara says, well, why the drinking? He said, they're drinking because Yosef forced them. And he said, what is the purpose? What do you give them wine for? What? What's the celebration over here? What's the celebration? A celebration is not a celebration. It's a wake-up call. It's to wake them up. It's to wake the brain up. That's what the one is doing. At least you should know this is the secret of Purim. That's the secret The whole Megillah runs around the wine. It says, some Chachamim say that this is totally the opposite. It's a sin to get drunk. What the Rambam means to get drunk is like the Rambam said, to get high. Like the Rambam said, Shikor Patum Et Filah. He says, if you're high, so you don't pray because you don't know who you're standing in front of. He says, until that point, that's good what you do. If you pass that, if you drink too much, he says, that's the explanation of the Gemara. Look what happened. That Chacham, the same Chacham said, I made myself smart because I had wine. And Chachamim said, wine opens up your brain and you are compared to 70 Chachamim. And you know everything. He says, Chachamim, you know what happened? This Chacham, he invited his friend, Rabbi Zera, the chief in Babel. He said, let's have Purim party. He said, what is this wine? He said, what happened at the end of the party? He slaughtered him. He said, Chachamim, so what do you think it says in the Gemara this? For what Ravashi wrote this story in the Gemara? He said, tell you that if you pass the border, if you just drink a little bit more, look what happened. Instead, your brain, to get a benefit from the wine, became a tragedy. And that's in the Tanakh, and that's what the Gemara says, be careful of wine, be careful of wine. Wine is not good for you, wine is not good for you. It says, because wine, you will not know when to stop. Then you become alcoholic, then you have to go to a rehabilitation center. He says, look what happened. This guy, this chief, was slaughtered by his colleague on Purim. He says, the next statement, after that Chacham say, you got to drink? He says, no, you don't understand. He said to this, he says, you have to drink until that point. But if you reach that point that you don't know who is blessed, who is cursed, Mordechai is blessed, Haman is cursed, or the opposite, it means you lost it. It means you wasted Purim. The power of Purim is Mishte. As it says in the Megillah, the main thing in Purim is wine. But wine, you have to know how much to drink. You have to know yourself. You have to know, if the girl says, drink a little bit to be high, then Purim is such a high day that you'll understand a lot of things you didn't understand before. It says, wine will give you the secrets of your life, the secrets of your success, the secrets of the Torah, the secrets of Olam Haba, the secrets of Gan Eden, all the secrets that you really interested to know, you'll find out on Purim. And that's what Mordechai and Esther, they wrote in the Megillah the whole time, is Mishte, Mishte. And so Esther, when she wants to speak to Ahasuerus, she wants Ahasuerus to understand some things. And says, you know, I'm like to have you at a wine party. This is why a wine party. And says, because by a wine party, you'll be able to understand what I'm going to tell you. It says, wine, a little bit of wine, says the Gemara, Gidola legima, shemekarebet et alevavot. Says the Gemara, you want to be successful in your lifetime? You want somebody to understand you well. You want somebody to understand you? Don't argue with him. Don't argue with him, just he can do the opposite. Drink with him a little wine. In America, they say, like, take him to lunch, take him to dinner. No. It's half job. The job is wine, but not too much. Too much, look what happened to Noah. Too much, the Torah says, look what happened. Yosef gave wine to the brothers, and the brothers said, okay, can I have a little bit more wine? A little bit more wine? Can I have more wine? More wine? Before the meal, in the meal, after the meal. Vayishtu, vayishkeru imo. The Torah tells you, know what happened to the brothers? They got drunk. He said, why are you telling me this? But the Torah can tell you a story that the brothers got drunk with Yosef. Who cares about it? No, you don't understand. The purpose of the wine was a wake-up call. They should understand what's going on. But in the meantime, they drank and drank and drank. The wine was so good. They drank so good. Forget about it. They got drunk. Forget about the whole thing. The whole thing is upside down. This is what Chachamim say. You should know Purim is the main thing. It's not alcoholic beverages. That won't do anything. That only make you high, but doesn't open up your brain. And will not be able to understand the secrets. Chachamim said, you want to know something? It says, the Am Israel accepted the Torah in time of Mordechai. It says, the Jewish people at the time of Mordechai, they accepted the Torah. They told Mordechai, okay, now I understand. We got to learn. So, oh, you want to learn? I tell you, to learn, you have to have five conditions. Humble as water, to have olive oil, smart, you have to have honey, you have to have milk, and you have to have wine. I said, but you should know the purpose, really, of the mind is the secret of the Torah, the mind. It is called sod. Says, that's what the whole Megillah says, Yimei Mishteh V'Simcha, Mordechai said, okay, it's Purim, it's Mishteh, drink. He says, why I have to drink? He says, not because you have to be happy. Happy, I can be happy with any alcohol beverages. Only wine. This is really, Pesach is the same thing. Pesach we have mitzvah of Abba Kozot. In 4 weeks is Pesach. It's a special mitzvah. Come Chachamim and say, you know, everybody must have wine. Says, Kumar says, what happens? A poor person has no more money. Has no money. Says, matzah, he doesn't have to have. How can I have matzah? I have no money. You don't need to. Any other mitzvah, if you don't have the money, you don't have to. He says, what you got to do? He says, what I got to do is I have to have wine for Pesach. He says, why have to have wine for Pesach? Why do you have to have wine for Pesach? For what you have to have wine for Pesach? Matzah says in the Torah, you have to have matzah. It says in the Torah, you have to have maror. He says in the Torah, you have to have korban Pesach. He says, well, I'm poor. I don't have to. I don't have to. He says, but wine you got to have. I said, I can have wine. He says, the Mishnah, you got to give every person wine. I said, why? Wine? What's the wine? He says, Chachamim, one of Chachamim, Agid Mishnah says in the Rabbam, he says, it's called Pirsum and Nisa, is advertising the miracle. Oh, he says, what advertising? Who is advertising? No, we don't understand. When you have wine on Pesach, you understand the secrets of the Exodus, the secret of the redemption. This is what Chachamim said. Chachamim said, well, we see the Seder, and you have to tell your son, you have to tell your wife, you have to say the Haggadah. He says, listen, there's a lot of secrets here. A lot of secrets. The secret, when Mashiach will come, the secret, what to do, how to behave, how to be successful in your lifetime, is the night of Pesach. It's called the night of redemption. That's what Yitzchak Avinu told us. I'm going to give you a bracha on the night of Pesach. He says, this is the night the gates are open, and you know what to say. He says, how do you know? How do you know what to say? He says, Chachamim says, you know, 4 cups of wine. 4 cups of wine. Be careful, don't get drunk. You have to know yourself. If you get drunk, you have to have low alcohol in the wine. But you have to have wine. You can't have any other things. Because wine will open up your brain to say the Gemara, to teach you the secrets of life. And what Chachamim said, it says, wine on Pesach, wine on Purim. It says, so what is the happiness? The happiness is our brain will understand the secrets. That's the happiness. I said, I understand, not just to dance on the street, okay, what do you have to do with this? Because once upon a time was Haman. No. I says, Haman made me a holiday. And that holiday runs around wine. This is why the Megillah starts with wine. First chapter, it says, Achashverosh made everybody, gave everybody wine. Wine. Why? He wants to make them drunk, why to take them to the hospital? I says, because people via wine understand better life. I says, wine is a special thing. That's what it says in the Megillah, Enunes. They didn't force anybody to have wine. Because if you force the person, he might get drunk. I says, listen, Ashtiyah Chadat Enunes. Kichin Tziva HaMelech. Asut Kirtonish Vaish. Everybody, drink as much as you want. But the party is called drinking. The drinking is only wine. It says, to teach you that this is the purpose of life. Let's talk Kadosh Baruch Hu warned Adam HaRishon. It says, this tree, this is, according to one opinion, it was a grape tree. It was a vineyard. Hashem tells Adam, listen, this is a very secret thing in this particular. That's why they have special bracha. That's the only thing that after you squeeze it, you say, Borei Pri HaGefen. Any other fruit that you squeeze, you say, Shehakol Niyeh B'Dvaro. You say, Shehakol. It means bend down. From Borei Pri HaEtz to Shehakol. You say, Borei Pri HaEtz, now Shehakol. He says, mine is the opposite. From Borei Pri HaEtz, say, Chachamim, say, Gemara, went up. This is Borei Pri HaGefen. Why you say Borei Pri HaGefen went up? It's because wine, after you squeeze the grape, has a tremendous power. This is the soul, this is the secret of life. And that's what Chachamim said. And Purim is a mitzvah. The Gemara says, that Chacham said, listen, I became Chacham from wine. But I'm telling you, on Purim, drink wine. Up to a certain point. One time I drank too much. Look what happened. I slaughtered my colleague. Says the Gemara, look what happened. Next year, this Chacham goes to his colleague that he slaughtered him the year before. He says, listen, I would like to have a drink with you. What's wrong with you? You don't remember what happened last year? No, you don't understand. He said, I'll be careful. I won't drink. I won't pass the boundary. I won't pass the border. I'll drink a little bit less. But I have to sit down with my friend. Because this, my friend, is the chief. And together, while we drink a little wine, we'll understand the secrets of the Gemara, the secrets of life. And the Chacham answered him, says the Gemara, listen, it's true. I respect your request. But I'm afraid you're going to have another shot of wine. And then you're going to be over. You're going to slaughter me again. And then you're going to have to revive me. I'm not sure you'll be able to revive me. That's what Rav Ashi wrote the story in the Gemara. It is not to tell you a discussion between two Chachamim. Let's go to have a drink. No, you're going to kill me. No. It says drink on Purim is a mitzvah. But you have to know yourself how much to drink. The meaning that you drink up to the certain level, the level is right. Says the Gemara, you understand everything about life. That's how great the day of Purim is. That Chachamim said that you know all the secrets of life, of Am Yisrael, all the secrets of your own life, the behavior, your business, everything you know, you can find out anything. This is the day of Purim if you obey. Having said that, this is what the Rambam really means. It means, you know, a person should drink a little bit over. A person over should be high. Like in Ilchot Tefillah, it says that you high, that you cannot pray to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but not Chas Shalom to get drunk completely, vomit and so on. It says, this is where the Shulchan Aruch says. It says, somebody drank, he drank Lashem Shamayim, and all of a sudden, you got too high. Got too high on Purim, and a person Chas Shalom damages something that he is not obligated to pay, because it's a special mitzvah to drink, but it's not the mitzvah to drink. Is the mitzvah to drink to get the secrets of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Mordechai did not tell us, you know, get happy. It's not the happy. It's the understanding, what our brain can understand on Purim, cannot understand. It's like Friday night. That's what the Megillah says, on the 187th, for the party, was Shabbat, says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, look what happened. The Jews on Shabbat, they drink wine, they don't get drunk. Because the purpose of Kiddush is to understand what is the secret of Shabbat. So they all sit down and they have Kiddush and nobody gets drunk. I says, look what happened to Achashverosh. On Shabbat he gets drunk. He gets drunk because he drank too much. I says, because of this, he killed Vashti. I says, that's what the Megillah wants to teach us. The power of the wine, the preparation for Pesach is the wine. It says the Gemara, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a special wine. It's called Yain HaMishumar. It says the Gemara, when Yitzchak wanted to give a bracha to Esav, in the meantime, Yaakov came inside. So Yaakov brought his barbecue to Yitzchak. Says the Gemara, says the Torah, Ve'avelu yain v'yesh. All of a sudden, Yaakov gives Yitzchak wine. Says the Gemara, where did he get wine? Says Malach hevi lo migan Eden. Says Adam Rishon, angels used to give him wine from Gan Eden. When Adam Rishon was studying Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu assigned an angel to Adam Rishon to teach him Torah. Says the Gemara, the angels used to give Adam Rishon some wine to drink. He says, what is in wine to drink? We should have cereal. It was just created. No, wine opens up your brain. It's called Yain HaMishumar. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Gemara, when Mashiach will come, it's going to be Olam Haba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have special wine. The same wine angels came to Adam Rishon, gave to Adam Rishon. The same wine an angel brought to Yaakov to give Yitzchak to get the bracha. It's called Yain HaMishumar, the guarded wine. It says, that is special wine. That special wine heals people. I don't know if you know, but a lot of stories happened that sick people, sick children came to, they were brought to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and he makes a siyum on the Shas every year. So when he makes a siyum on the Shas, they have a bottle, Sibur Repri HaGefen, and then from this cup that they drank, he pours back into other bottles, and then they give it to people. So happened in the last 10 years that I heard that few people were very sick. Children, elderly, they came to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So the Rabbani, Zechuna Levracha, used to give them a little wine from the siyum. The guy was healed. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky could have made the siyum on Coca-Cola also. Wine. But the wine is a sword, is a secret. Wine is a secret. That's what Chachamim say, you have to know who makes the wine. Come to Gemara and say, you should know, Kishim she'akol yafela besamim, kach ha'kol kashe la'ayin. Since the Gemara, it's a secret about wine. So they go, I got a very good wine. Yeah, maybe it's good, but it's not going to do the job. The job of wine that can do the job, says the Gemara, is when the people that make the wine don't talk. Don't talk. Says the Gemara, while they were grinding the spices in Bet Hamikdash, it said while they're talking over there, so the voice of the people while they're talking, it's good when they grind the besamim. It's a secret what it means. But since the Gemara, on the other hand, it's bad for the wine. Siag la chokhma shtika, the Mishnah Perkei Avot says this, what the Mishnah means. Siag la chokhma shtika. It says, siag la wine. Yain gives you chokhma. In shtika, you have to be quiet when you make wine. It's wine. This wine is from Eretz Israel, not from Brazil, from Paris, from Uruguay, all these places. You have grapes that grow in Eretz Israel. They have Eretz called Shivat HaMilim. Geffen, they go to Eretz Israel. While they make the wine, this is a special Hashgachah on the wine. They say, people in Yerushalayim, they make the wine, they pack the wine. It says, Goyim, don't look at the wine. The wine should not be cooked. The Goy should not look through the bottle. There's a lot of conditions how the wine has an effect of a person. For Kiddush, for Purim, for Pesach, you need a very special wine, a special supervision on the wine. You have to watch it. If you have a maid at home, she should not look at it, forget about touching it. Yain, she needs Yain Lo Mevushal. That says this is one, the wine was not cooked. This is a wine that was made with very good supervision, Badatz, Yerushalayim. It says this the wine, that the wine has a power. That's the wine that the Gemara promises that it opens up the brain of the person. I mean, even a low level of wine also has an effect, but not as big as the wine. That's what Chachamim said. That's what the Gemara means, that Shulchan Aruch means, that really you should have wine on Purim. It's a mitzvah. Not the beverages, to have wine. But up to a certain point, then the person feels in his head that his head understands something he didn't understand before. And we understand what the Gemara says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will give us wine together with Mashiach Baruch Hu. Next week, the Shiur is on Wednesday.